two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It's still on the cool side, 45 degrees.
And a much better drive today than we dealt with yesterday by far. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Severe Utah weather.
The worst of that windstorm is over, but you can expect to see some gusty winds today.
KSL TV meteorologist Grant Wayman says 24 hours ago, we had hurricane force winds reported across northern Utah.
We're not going to expect that today. And we're mainly confining today's winds to just Davis and southern Weber. So into the afternoon hours, we think these winds subside to maybe around 30 miles an hour. Into the evening, one more time where we do expect the winds that could go in the 50 mile an hour plus winds. However, as you can see here, it's just mainly confined to Davis County, and 50 miles an hour, you know, definitely a lot more tolerable than 60, 70, 80 miles an hour. So again, that's the takeaway. The damaging wind's done. We're still going to get some gusty winds around 50 miles an hour, Davis County. Elsewhere, it's going to remain fairly quiet.
Grant's complete seven-day forecast is coming up at 8:50 on Utah's Morning News.
And the cleanup has begun in Centerville, which was hit particularly hard yesterday. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik live on the scene there to continue our special hour of coverage. John?
Yeah, Tim, most of Davis County is still reeling after yesterday's massive windstorm. And in some cities, like here in Centerville, the cleanup effort has barely even started. Police Chief Paul Child says their main focus so far has been making sure that residents can just get around.
Our goal yesterday was try to get as much of the transportation corridors open that we could. We were limited on that with the fact that there were so many power lines down.
Specifically, he says 18 power lines went down in the storm, and some of those, like here at 4th East and 10th North, are still blocking traffic. Now, in terms of cleanup, they're asking residents to help out by doing damage assessments and giving them a better idea of where the big problem areas might be. Now, complicating matters a little bit is the fact that most residents are still without power, and they could be for a while, although it does sound like a small area on the city's north side does have their lights back on. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Over 100,000 homes and businesses in Utah are without power this morning.
Some of these outages are going to continue through the day and a few of them into Thursday. Think of that and keep that in mind so that this restoration effort doesn't take you by surprise.
We'll get more from Rocky Mountain Power spokesman Spencer Hall coming up at 8:45 as part of our special hour of coverage on Utah's Morning News.
Looks like Weber State University will be shut down again today, and four public school districts, Salt Lake, Davis, Weber, and Ogden, will be closed for a second day. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas continues our live team coverage.
The University of Utah is open again today. Westminster College has canceled classes until noon. Granite School District has added to the list of schools that will be closed today, and it now includes Wasatch Junior High, Crestview, Farnsworth, Cottonwood, William Penn, and Rosecrest Elementary Schools. Earlier today, Granite said Bonneville Junior High, Connections High School, Eastwood, Spring Lane, and Upland Terrace Elementary Schools would be closed because of power outages. In the Canyons District, Albion Middle, Brookwood Elementary, and Quail Hollow Elementary will be closed. Cache and Logan School Districts say power has been restored to their schools, and they will be operating today. St. Joseph Catholic School in Ogden, Ascent Academy in Farmington, Layton Christian Academy, and Ogden Preparatory Academy are closed today. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
A South Salt Lake family says they were woken up by a light hitting the floor. Steve Ayton says that light was knocked to the floor by an 8-foot-long tree branch that smashed through their roof and landed on the bed where he and his wife were sleeping.
It's just a house, you know. Got my family, got my kids, got my grandkids. That's what life's been all about.
Steve has already fixed the hole. He says if that branch had come down just a couple of feet to the right of where it did, someone may have been killed.
Ooh. If your home or car's been damaged during this storm, how much is it going to cost you to repair those damages depends on a lot of the type of insurance you have.
If you have a $100,000 home and you have a 1.5% deductible, then that's $1,500 deductible, where if you just had a $1,000 deductible, it's a $1,000 deductible.
Insurance agent Bill Penton says if you have a comprehensive automobile policy, after you pay your deductible, your vehicle is covered. But if you have liability-only coverage, you're on your own to pay for those repairs.
The effort to clear roads and unblock driveways in the Rose Park area on the west side of Salt Lake City is bringing a community together, even though many don't know one another.
I think community is really, really important. Like, it's something that can't be bought or sold. It has to be built.
Eric Anderson says 2020 has been a divisive year, but seeing that people still care enough to help out at a time like this has been positive.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.